Can we sit on the porch?
I hosed it down this morning, he said. It's probably dried off by now. Got a little spring fever, do you?
It seemed like a long winter, didn't it? And I haven't seen this place in spring. People around here talk about spring a lot. Sully handed her a plate and picked up his own.
Grab yourself a drink, girl. Yeah, this place livens up in spring. The wildflowers come out and the wildlife shows off their youngins. Winter was probably long for you because everyone had the flu.
Including me, she said. I'm looking forward to the spring babies. I got here last summer in plenty of time for the fall foliage and rutting season. There was a lot of noise. She took a bite of her sandwich. Yum. This is outstanding. Thank you.
Outstanding would be a hamburger, he groused. I'm almost up to burger day. I get one a month.
She laughed. Is that what your doctor recommends?
Let me put it this way. It's not on the diet the nutritionist gave me, but the doctor said one a month probably wouldn't kill me. He said, probably. I think it's a lot of bullshit. I mean, I get that it ain't heart healthy to slather butter on my steak every day, but if this diet's so goddamn healthy, why ain't I lost a pound in 2 years?
Maybe you're the right weight. You've lost a couple of pounds since the heart attack, she said. She had, after all, seen his chart. When Lee was considering moving to the small town clinic, she visited Timberleak to check out the surroundings. It was small, pleasant, clean, and quiet. The clinic was a good urgent care facility, and she had credentials in both family medicine and emergency medicine. She was made to order. It was owned and operated by a hospital chain out of Denver, so they could afford her. And she was ready for a slower life in a scenic place. When she first arrived, someone, she couldn't remember who, suggested she go out to Sully's to look around. People from town liked to go out there to swim. Firefighters and paramedics, as well as rangers and search and rescue teams, liked to hike and rock climb around there, then grab a cold beer at the general store. Sully, she learned, always had people around. Long-distance hikers came off the Continental Divide Trail right at the crossing. It was a good place to camp, collect mail, restock supplies from socks to water purification kits. That's when she first got to know Sully. She had looked around in June and moved to Timberleak the next month. She might have missed the spring explosion of wildflowers, but she was in awe of the changing leaves in fall and heard the elk bugle, grunt, and squeak in the woods. It took her about 5 minutes to fall in love. "What have you done?" her Aunt Helen had said when she visited the town and saw the clinic. She and her aunt lived in a suburb of Chicago, and Lee's move was a very big step. She was looking for a change. She'd been working very long hours in a busy urban emergency room and saw patients in a small family practice as well. She needed a slower pace. Aunt Helen wasn't a small-town kind of woman, though she was getting sick of Midwestern winters. They were the only family either of them had. Leaving Helen had been so hard. Lee had grown up, gone to college and medical school, and had done her residency in Chicago. Although Helen traveled quite a bit, leaving Lee on her own for weeks or more at a time, Lee was married to the hospital and had still lived in the house she grew up in. But Lee was 34 years old and still living with her aunt, the aunt who had been like a mother to her. She thought it was, in a way, disgraceful. She was a bit embarrassed by what must appear as her dependence. She decided it was time to be an adult and move on. She shook herself out of her memories. Such a gorgeous day, she said to Sully. Nobody camping yet?
It'll start up pretty soon, he said. Spring break brings the first bunch, but until the weather is predictably warm and dry, it ain't so busy. This is when I do my spring cleaning around the grounds, getting ready for summer. What do you hear from Chicago?
They're having a snowstorm. My aunt says she hopes it's the last one. Sully grunted.
If we'd have a snowstorm, I wouldn't have to clean out the gutters or paint the picnic tables.
You ever get a snowstorm this late in the year? Because I thought that was a Midwestern trick.
It's happened a time or two,